Hobo Vodka, Thanks But No Thanksgiving, A Rant by Marcela Ortega. If you don't like immigrants and minorities, stop celebrating Thanksgiving. Some people think they need to colonize everything. They can't help themselves. They have to invade everything. They have to take it and make it their own. They have to give their opinion. They have to correct you and show you how to be at any cost. I went to the doctor the other day because I was suffering from a UTI. But I was also having severe menstrual cramps that were so bad that I lost feeling in my hands and had a panic attack. After we discussed treatment for my UTI, I asked the nurse about my panic attacks and menstrual cramps, if that just happens sometimes or if I should be concerned about losing feeling in my hands and not being able to stand. The nurse laughed at my question and said, well, we still need to treat your UTI. Now, either she assumed that because I asked a question about a completely different ailment that I didn't want to treat the UTI, or she just needed to take the opportunity to assure herself of some perceived intellectual superiority to the brown woman sitting in front of her. She just had to. She had to insert some cockamamie logic into her conversation in order to attribute it to my thought process so that she could, in some way, insult my intellect before our meeting concluded. What I asked was, can severe menstrual pain trigger a panic attack? But what she heard was, fuck your antibiotics. I love feeling like I'm pissing battery acid. Give me some free Xanax now. I'm not really sure from where these assumptions came, aside from her inner colonizer, an inner corrector that assumes a female minority cannot possess any sound thinking skills, so much so that if she's not hearing any signal of incorrect thought processes coming from a minority's mouth, she will invent one. So I don't think she should celebrate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, what are we celebrating here? Are we celebrating that natives shared food with immigrants? Was it really so novel? The idea of cooking a meal where there was plenty for everyone to be full, sharing with guests, eating as much as you want, hospitality? Was this really so novel to Americans that they made a national holiday of it? Hospitality is just basic to Native culture and New Mexican culture. If you have a guest, you provide them with more than they need to eat. That's just basic shit. So it's just baffling to me how people that hate immigrants and minorities celebrate the hospitality of Native Americans. They hate minorities and they hate sharing, but they like Thanksgiving. It makes absolutely no sense. They don't want brown immigrants to come into the land that they stole from brown people, but they also want to celebrate brown people feeding immigrants? And speaking of minorities taking advantage of the system, I want to know where all my free money went. I hear about minorities getting all these things for free, so I want to know where all these things are, because I haven't gotten any of these free things. By all means, send me information on where I can get all these things for free. I want to know why I have $60,000 in student loan debt when I was supposed to get everything for free. That's why we have such a booming movement of white nationalism, right? Because apparently minorities get everything for free? Please, show me that money. Oh yeah, and if you don't like immigrants and minorities, stop eating our food. Stop making these fusion Tex-Mex abomination meals. Stay away from our food. Don't eat it. Don't put carrots or other random vegetables or bullshit in it. Don't even think about it. Go eat a white bread and mayonnaise sandwich and leave our food alone. Also, bragging about how woke and privileged aware you are in the presence of minority can be condescending in its own way, because you're turning basic human decency into cultural capital. And just because you're not monetarily profiting off being sympathetic toward minority struggles doesn't mean you're helping. You're still trivializing it by turning your wokeness into a street cred racket. Stop! Like, you don't need to brag about being decent. Just be decent. You might also want to consider the ways in which bragging about how woke you are can tend to alienate individuals who actually are incapable of steering the ship of their own thought process. This is how we end up with far-right extremist hipsters like Gavin McInnes, who find political correctness so offensive that they have to go in the complete opposite direction. Next thing you know, we have violent nationalist groups like the Proud Boys. Now, I'm not completely blaming hipster wokeness bragfests for his nonsense, but I can assure you that it's not helping. And for the love of God, can everyone just practice a little temperance? You can be woke without turning your wokeness into cultural capital, just like you can be annoyed at politically correct hipsters without becoming a nationalist extremist. Anyway, if you don't like immigrants and brown people, leave Thanksgiving alone. Just don't do anything. Like, stay home and read some conspiracy theories from the dark web or something. This holiday and our hospitality isn't for you.